Do. What's the worm talking about? Bob, what's the ETA on the ROI? I don't even know what that means. But I'm going to teach you a lesson that you'll understand what the worm's talking about, and you'll be able to use some acronyms and abbreviations that are used in business or texting and emailing. Let's go to the board, and we'll start off with, first of all, what's an abbreviation? An abbreviation is a shortening of the word. And you can think of an abbreviation for will not is won't. We take two words and we shorten by putting them together, contracting them, but it's shortened. An acronym is when you take the first letter of each word and you put them together. For example, an ETA is estimated time of arrival. And on the board, an abbreviation for attention would be right here, ATT, and we get rid of all the words. And I did a video about commas and contractions. You can check it out. But that comma says something is missing. Sorry, apostrophe, not comma. It's in the space. The apostrophe said there are words missing or letters missing. So we contract it. So now that we know what an abbreviation is and an acronym is, why don't we go to the board and try and figure out what's going on? If you notice, I drew a clock and there's no particular order, so don't think one is better than the other. But it's just to give you an idea of where we're going to go. And I've got a couple other ones that you'll find in the bonus section. That's why those spaces are there. So let's start with the first one. For your information. FYI, people will say, and you'll hear that a lot, FYI. We'll say it as well as writing it in text and that. It means for your information. You don't know this, so I'm going to let you know. I'm going to inform you, give you information you don't have. The next one is by the way. Another way of saying by the way is incidentally. And incidentally means something to be added. And so, by the way, Johnny will be late for the party, right? I'm just going to add that in and just kind of bring it in there. It might not even be part of the regular conversation, right? So we're going to be needing, you know, four cars. We're going to have to buy some cards and some balloons for the party. Oh, by the way, incidentally, Johnny will be late today. And adding that in because it comes in by the way, not directly. NA, not applicable, means does not apply. It means it's not part of it. So taxes are not applicable on this item because it's made in Canada. They won't apply to the product. So not applicable, doesn't apply, has no effect. BRB, be right back. It means we're in the middle of a conversation. I have to stop right now, go somewhere else, but I will be back later. Okay, so I'm going to come and continue the conversation later. You can even say that in real life, like, hey, be right back. It means stop, hold where we are. I'll come back in a second or two. IMO, in my opinion, meaning there may be some facts, but the way I think about it is this way. So in my opinion, yellow is the best color in the world, because it is. And it is. That's my opinion. All right? Does it have facts? We live in a world now of non-facts. So maybe it is a fact in my world because it's my perception. Let's forget I even said all that, okay? Something just went through my head. But it's not a fact, it's my opinion. You are entitled to your own opinions, but not your own facts. The sun is hot, it's a fact. Yellow is a great color, is my opinion. Okay, science will back up one, not the other. SOP, and I don't mean son of a bitch. It's standard operating procedures. What SOP stands for, when you have a complex organization or something that is difficult to do in an operation, for instance, McDonald's, although you might think it's cheap, disgusting food, which it is, there are certain ways McDonald's operates that makes it very efficient and effective in delivering the food to you. They have certain procedures, and these are standardized, meaning there are six hamburgers that go on and flipped every 2 minutes. They get flipped, they brought the buns. The bun person does this. There are procedures that are standardized, and all the employees know each step and follow each one to take a difficult process and simplify it. Whew. That's why we say standard operating procedure, because you saw all the words I had to say in order to explain it. We just say SOP, do the damn rules. There are rules, follow them. If you follow them, everything works out. SOP. YTD. In this case, it means year to date. What have you done up to this point of the year? If, let's pretend this was November the 9th. Well, we're now 11 months into the year. So you go year to date. From January to now, this is what has happened. What's the year, from the year to date, what's going on for, in this particular part of the year? From the year to date, we've done this much, this much, this much. Okay? Return on investment. This is an interesting one because it's taken from business. It means if I take some money and I put this money into something to make money, because an investment is something, invest means investus. It's Latin for to put in a vest. I wish I had one on. There are pockets, you put it in and it's safe and secure. So when you have money and you don't just want to keep it in the bank and you want to make the money larger, you put it in an investment. Maybe you buy a house, maybe you buy stocks in a company, okay, and you get money back from that. Return on investment is how much money you get back from putting it in. So if I take $1,000 and I put it in, say, Apple stocks, I buy some Apple, and a year later I have $1,100, I had a 10% return in my investment, meaning 10% of the money, I got 10% more money from putting it in Apple than keeping it in my pocket. Business. A return on investment can also be, if I put energy into something, what do I get back? You have a relationship. You have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. You spend a lot of time with them. Do they take you out, do nice things for you, give you massages? Your return on investment is very good. Situation B, you spend a lot of time with them. They drink, eat fish and chips on the couch, burp and fart. And that's all they do. Your return on investment is very bad. You're getting nothing for the time you're putting in. You need to move on into a new relationship. So although this is a business term, you can use it. A few of these can be used in different conversations and different contexts. Let's look over here. Moving up the clock. ETA. I'm terrible and many people will say that to me. They go, what's your ETA? Because literally they're like, what are you going to get here? Or when is something going to happen? ETA is time of arrival, but it can mean when is something going to happen? What's the ETA for the birthday? What's the ETA? Estimated. They don't want the exact minute. They want an approximate 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Give me some time to work with. Right? If someone's pregnant, you can say, hey, what's the ETA on the baby? They might go, oh, probably March 19th to March 27th. Estimate the baby will come at this time. Okay? Before that baby pops out. Attention! Gave my bad Italian or whatever accent that was. Attention. It means to somebody. It's like pay attention. Attention, Kmart shoppers. Oh, I shouldn't have said that because Kmart doesn't exist anymore. So nobody knows what I just said. But you can say, attention, Amazon online shoppers. It means I want your attention. Attention to you. Please pay attention. Look at this. Attention. And two question marks. It's not a question of whether I did my work, which I did. The question is, what's in the bonus section, which you will find out. Are you ready? Let's go to the other board and have some fun. But just before we do, quick review. I like that. Just before we do, quick review. It rhymes. For your information, I'm going to tell you something. By the way, oh, did I forget? I should mention this as well. Bringing it in for you. Not applicable. Don't worry about it. Be right back. Hold on a second. Coming back. In my opinion, of course, my opinion is always right. Standard operating procedure. Think McDonald's on those hamburgers. Don't think too much about the hamburgers, but think about how they go from the back to you. Year to date, what have you done this year? Return on investment. Remember the relationship thing I talked about, right? What are you getting back for what you're giving? ETA. What's the estimated time of arrival? When is this going to happen? Attention, pay attention. And then, well, you know, it's time. Let's go see the other board and see how well you've learned this. Hi, okay, before we go to the next screen, something I wanted to bring up, so I'll bring it up now really quickly before we do our little test. I mentioned that some of these things can be used verbally, that means you say it, and some things are only done for writing. So I want to bring it up right now. For instance, I want to bring this to your attention. Attention is only ever written. And usually when you use that one, you put the person's name after. So you might say, attention, Mr. E. Okay, you never would actually say that one. Ones you would say, so you want to keep this in mind, For instance, ETA, people will say, what's your ETA? They will also say in business, so this would be said in a private setting as well as, you know, it can be written, but they will actually say it. ROI will also be said, mostly by business people. You won't see the average person going, so what's the ROI on that beer? They won't say that unless, I don't know, they're joking, being really sarcastic. But business people will say that. They will also say verbally SOP, because this takes way long to say. And they might say, what's the SOP in this particular situation? And it makes perfect sense. Don't ever say BRB. You can write it down, but if you say BRB, you know, okay, Urkel. Urkel is a very uncool guy from the 1980s. Check him out. Don't be that guy. And no one's going to say IMO. They'll just say, in my opinion. But they will write it. But the other ones, they will say FYI. And it's almost sarcastic, like, FYI, the sun is hot. Not necessary to say, but people will say it in that kind of circumstance. Okay? Anyway, I got to get going because we got to go back to the other board. See you in a second. Okay, so listen, we're back. And, ooh, look at all that stuff on the board. Ooh, we're going to have to look and shrink it down with maybe an abbreviation or an acronym. So let's go to the board first. And some of you are like really good and you have it down. Or you can do this as a mini test for yourself before you go to Ingvid and do the test. What I want you to do is take a look here and look at what we can possibly change and put those new abbreviations and acronyms in. Okay? So, if you pay attention here, you can also use this as, you know, a teaching aid for yourself. You'll notice I've written this twice. You can always go back and see the changes that I've made from one board to the other. I do it so you can actually see what's here and what we've done to make it new. Keep that in mind and use it as a teaching tool. Go back, watch the video, and see how, if you can figure out why the changes were made. So I'm going to give you a couple of seconds, okay? For those of you who are jumping ahead now, go ahead, write it down, and then you can jump ahead in a couple seconds. And the rest of you guys, if you want, you stay with me and we'll start the process, okay, of figuring it out. Good. Let's go. So the first thing we're going to look at is Marcus bought a plane ticket to go to Japan on business. When he got to Japan, he visited his friend Reno. The ticket had a great return on investment. Wink, wink. That one's easy. On investment with the added visit. Reno was excited to see him and asked when he would arrive in Japan. Incidentally, Reno said, I will have to attend a party when you come. Marco said, that sucks badly. Poor Marco doesn't have better language. We'll help him with that one. Reno said, I think you are more important than a party. I will meet you instead. Now let's outline the areas of the things that we should change, and then the second part will actually make the changes. Marcus bought a plane ticket to go to Japan on business. Straightforward. When he got to Japan, he visited Reno. The ticket had a great return on investment. Well, here we go, right here. I will say, that looks like a thing we might want to change. With the added visit. Reno was excited to see him and asked when he would arrive in Japan. I think we can look at this one. Incidentally, Reno said. We can add that, I think. I will have to attend a party when you come. That sucks badly. You knew that was coming because that was just horribly said. Reno said, I think you are more important than a party. I will meet you instead. That seems like it's okay, but I think we could change that one. Now I've outlined 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things we can change. So what can we do? Let's go to the other board and we'll make those changes. Okay, are you ready? Let's go. So Marcus bought a plane ticket to go to Japan on business. Cool. When he got to Japan, he visited his friend Reno. Okay. Now here we said return on investment. So we already know what that one is because we did it. I wrote it out for you, literally. ROI. And we said a return on investment is what you get back from what you give. So ROI. Okay. With the added visit. First, he invested money to fly to Japan. And because he was able to do that, he was able to meet his friend Reno. Wow, he invested this, he got this extra. at his visit. Reno was excited to see him and us when he would arrive in Japan. Seems perfectly normal English, and it would, but you can say, ask, oh, sorry, I'm going to go here. I have to change a couple words, though. For, I'm going to go here. I don't even have to say in Japan, because we already know he's going to Japan. So asked for his, sorry, his, his ETA. She asked for his ETA. When are you going to come here? Your estimated time of arrival. Incidentally, remember I underlined incidentally? What do we use for that way? We get rid of incidentally and put by the way, right? I will have to attend the party when you come. Now, Marco says, that really sucks. Okay. I haven't taught you that one because it's actually in the bonus section. So you're going to have to wait a second to find out what he wants to say instead. But know that this is going to be gone in 5 seconds. Okay. Reno said, I think you are more important than the party. I will meet you. Now, I think seems so perfectly perfect that there's no reason to change it. But what she doesn't really mean, I think, what she means is, in my opinion, you are more important than the party. Someone else's opinion might be different. It's not a fact. We've talked about that before. Facts are something you can find in science or reality. An opinion is just something you think. In her opinion, he's more important than any party. But you're probably going, well, James, what about this one? You haven't changed it. Well, I gave you business acronyms and abbreviations. Now I'm going to give you some acronyms and abbreviations that aren't quite business-like. You shouldn't put this in when you go to work. You don't want to put these in any work memos or work texts. It might be your last day on the job. So, some not-so-business-like acronyms. WTF. You might go, WTF? You wouldn't actually say it. No, you wouldn't say it. But you'll see on paper, WTF, and it could mean one of two things. Who the fuck and what the fuck? When I don't know who someone is and they're doing something strange, or somebody's doing something I don't like, they're doing something to me that I don't like, I might go, who the fuck are you? Or who do you think you are? Or who the fuck is that? Like, I don't know who that person is. What the fuck means, like, what's happening? This is just crazy. And I go, what the fuck happened here? What's happening? This is just crazy. It's insane. Now, Mr. Marco is coming all the way from Brazil. I forgot to mention up here. He bought a ticket from Brazil to go to Japan to see Reno. This is a great story of friendship. When Reno says, I have to go to a party and it's more important than you flying from Brazil to Japan, he said, that sucks badly. To be quite honest, most people won't say that sucks badly. They might say that sucks, so that's too bad, but they're not going to say that. But I wanted to give you a couple of words that would make you understand why my man might say, I get rid of this now, FML. Fuck my life. It means, oh, my life is so terrible because of this present situation. Fuck my life. Sometimes we say, fuck me, like personally, like, fuck me. Like, oh, I'm in such trouble. Fuck me. Why did I do that? I put myself in a bad situation. All right? Now, I'm going to give you one more. TBH. It means to be honest. I honestly find it funny that we actually use the word honest when we speak to people. Like, I want to be honest with you. My assumption is you are honest with me all the time. The fact that you have to say you want to be honest with me makes me think you must lie to me all the time, and today is the exception to the rule. People will put down, to be honest, the product was good, or to be honest, I wasn't satisfied with this. Shouldn't they just say, I wasn't satisfied? That's honest. But it's usually used for emphasis, like I want to tell you this is really coming from my heart. And I'm really wondering where it came from before then. Anyway. So these are three that are not so business-like that you can use. Once again, don't say them. You don't say anyone, FML. And they'll go, what is that, a sandwich of some type? But you write it down and they'll go, I get what you're trying to say. You're trying to be polite. Once again, please don't write it in company emails or in company texts. Not appropriate. But it's good for after you write it to the boss, then write to your friend, my life, I'm going to lose my job. Okay, next, what do we want to do for homework? Homework's simple in this case. I want you to write an email or a text to someone who speaks English. Or if you don't know anyone who speaks English, write an email or a text to a friend that's learning English and use some of these abbreviations and acronyms. It's a great thing to do because what's going to happen is they're going to say, what do you mean FM? Or what do you mean WTF? What do these things mean? You will take the time not only to practice in writing and using it appropriately, but you'll get to explain it to someone, which means you will learn it, you know, you'll be better at learning it because you've had to explain it to someone else, so you've had to clarify it in your brain. Cool. I like that. Anyway, I got to get going, so I want to say this to you. I should have said mind, not brain. Time for me to go. I would like you to do your homework, and I'd like you to visit Ingvid, where you can do the test, www.ingvid.com. Do your test there. But don't forget to subscribe, please. You'll see a bell. Hit that bell. You'll get the latest videos that I do. And as always, thank you very much. I always appreciate the fact that you come back and watch these videos, and it makes me try to think of things that will be more useful for you in the future. Okay? Anyway, it's always a pleasure, and we'll see you soon.